Come on, let's give the Lord a good praise. Come on, give Jesus a good praise. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say danke yera. You just said thank you, Lord, in Afrikaans. Amen. All right, do me a favor. If you have your Bibles, I want you to go ahead and open them up to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. And while you're turning there, I want to take this opportunity to thank the Lord for my salvation and the privilege of being able to be a vessel for his honor, for his glory. I'm also grateful for my pastors, Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie, and my sending pastors, Pastor Al and Sister Georgina. And it's good to have my mom in the house this morning. Amen. It's good to see you. Good to see you. Amen. It's a privilege to be a part of our team there in Cape Town, South Africa. I'm on the ministerial team there, and I count it a privilege. And I want to thank Pastor Ed and Sister Rosa for having me out this morning. I'm excited to be here. Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, we're going to read verse 16. When you have it, say, I got it. If you don't have it, say, wait a minute. Okay, I'll wait for you. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Okay, time's up. I'm going to go ahead and start reading. Once you get there, just follow along, okay? It says, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. It is, okay, and then I want to read to you Luke 16:10. You don't have to turn there. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We bless you. We thank you. I thank you for the privilege, God, of being able to share your word this morning. I pray you let me decrease so you may increase. Lot ek verminder so dat ik kan vermeerder. Be glorified this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give your neighbor a high five and you can have a seat. Praise the Lord. I might speak a little Afrikaans here and there, so just bear with me. Amen. I get a little excited. I start speaking Afrikaans. I'm actually trying to learn the language, so keep me in prayer. I'm actually coming along pretty good. Amen. Praise God. It's funny because I actually did a message in Afrikaans, but I had to, like, put the English and then the Afrikaans right after it. So just in case I got stuck, I would read the English. Amen. But I did pretty good. I had to, you know, stand still. And I read the whole thing. It took me about a week just to go over every word for the week that I spoke. Say I spoke Sunday, right? From that Monday, I was going over every word just to make sure I pronounced it right. And you see, that was a lot of work, but I did it. Amen. So come on and give the Lord a praise. So my goal is to eventually speak a message that where I don't have to have the interpretation in front of me, where I could just go for it. Amen. So if I say chiyadiyar a praise, that means give the Lord a praise. Okay, let's try it real quick. Chiyadiyar a praise. That means give the Lord a praise. All right, this morning I want to talk about preparation meets opportunity. Preparation meets opportunity. The Bible says, he who was faithful in a very little thing is faithful in much. And he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much. I hear a key. Yeah. I think it's on the note. Me want me to sing or bust a rap or something. Come on, someone. It says, I want to tell you that. Let me ask you this. Have you ever wondered how one person goes from little to much? Have you ever wondered that? Like how one person goes from one level to the next level? Or how does one go from having a little bit of money to a lot of money? Yeah. I've wondered that. Amen. How one person goes from having a little business to a big business. Well, the Bible says that he who was faithful in the little will also be faithful in the much. Have you ever asked yourself this? Why does it seem that one person gets an opportunity to do something great and someone else doesn't? Have you ever asked that? Well, I've asked that many a times, and what I've learned is this, that it all starts in the little. Being faithful right where we are at. I believe the preparation of being faithful in the little is what connects you and I from the little to the much in our lives. Amen. Luke 16:10 says, he who was faithful in the little things will also be faithful in much. See, we all have been given opportunities at one time or another in our lives. So I guess the question is, were we prepared when the opportunity came? See, it's not what you and I do once the opportunity comes our way. It's what we are doing now to prepare for the opportunity. Oh, let me say that again. It's not what you and I do once the opportunity comes our way. It's what we are doing now to prepare for the opportunity. Here's a quote from Abraham Lincoln. He said this, give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 hours sharpening the axe. Thomas Edison said this, unfortunately, there seems to be far more opportunity than ability. We should remember that good fortune often happens when opportunity meets preparation. Alan Armstrong said this, champions do not become champions when they win the event, but in the hours, weeks, months, and years they spend preparing for it. The victorious performance itself is merely the demonstration of their championship character. That sounds like preparation to me. See, I believe we all have an opportunity to do something great for God. But I guess the question is, will we be ready when the opportunity comes? How many know that God has a purpose and a plan for each one of our lives? Amen? The challenge for you and I is to go after that plan with all of our hearts. See, what can happen is this. Once you and I, what happens is we start going after the plan, right? And we start making progress. And instead of preparing for greater things, we can get comfortable in the accomplishments. Let me say that again. What can happen sometimes to you and I is once we go after that plan, we start making progress. We get pretty good. Come on, somebody. And instead of preparing for greater things, we can get comfortable in our accomplishments. Let me put it to you like this. How many like sports? Okay, how many Warriors fans we got in the house? All right. Yeah, I'm a Warriors fan. But sometimes what happens is they kind of start taking the, we were talking about it in the green room. They start taking the lead by 10 points, 20 points. I'm still feeling that loss from Houston, but praise God. They could be ahead by 20 points. But what happens is they start getting comfortable because they got a big lead. And next thing you know, the team's coming back, tying the game. Hello, somebody. The challenge for you and I is even though we make progress, not to get comfortable. Somebody say, help us, Lord. See, the challenge is not to become satisfied or complacent on our way to accomplishing the plan. But that's one of the hardest things to do. One of the hardest things to do is get better when you're already good. That's difficult. It's very difficult. It's hard to get better when you're already. Let me give you another example. Many years ago, I wanted to learn how to play the keyboard, right? Because we didn't have a keyboard player, and I was the youth pastor in Albuquerque, and I would go to church, and I would see a keyboard just sitting there, right? It was like sitting there doing service. So I said, man, I'm not going to be a part of the church and just let the keyboard sit there. not where I'm going to be, at least, you know? If I'm on the team, I want to play, right? So I said, but I don't know how to play. So I said, well, Lord, you taught me the drums, because I didn't know how to play the drums, but that's another story. I'll tell you that one for another day. No, I'll tell you right now. What happened is, we had a drum set. There was no drummer, but it didn't even have the kick pedal thing. It was like a ghetto set. Come on, somebody. All it had was the bass thing, a snare, two of those things on the top. What do you call those? The toms. And then cymbal. But every service, we'd be there clapping, but no one be on the drums. So I said, I'll learn it. So the way I learned it, remember, it didn't have the kick. And that was back in the day. This was like 20-something years ago. We were singing songs. There's revival. I got the Holy Ghost. And all you had to do was doom-cat, doom-cat, doom-cat. You could play any song, right? I got the Holy Ghost. There's revival. Look what. Doom-cat, doom-cat. That's all you had to do. So what I did is I got the two sticks, and I would hit the thing. Boom. Cat. That's how I played the drums. Boom, cat, boom, cat, boom, cat, boom. And that's what I would do for all the fast songs.
There wasn't the songs we have now. Praise, you know. What's the one we're singing? Let praise awaken. Boom, 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 boom. No, it wasn't that. It was just boom, cat, boom, cat, boom, cat, boom, cat, boom, cat, boom, cat. Right? I've been delivered. Pray. Look what the Lord and Jesus on the inside, right? So we would sing all those songs. So before you know it, I learned how to keep the beat. Right? Our boom cat. So then I said, okay, God, if you could teach me the drums, then you could teach me the piano. Okay? So then I said, okay, let me step out. I didn't know how to play. I was tone deaf. So then I start buying books. I start buying CDs. I start asking questions. We had a piano player that was playing on Sundays, but he wasn't playing for the youth night. I would ask him questions. I go, how do you play the piano? And before you know it, I was trying to pick it up, but I said, you know what? There's no way I'm not going to be able to do this thing. The day I said that is the day I learned how to play Anointing. Fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, right? That's an old school song. So I figured out how to play it. And then what happened was I started asking questions of people who knew how to play because I was very hungry to learn. I'm going somewhere. You with me? I was very hungry to learn. The next thing you know, I started playing songs. I started getting down, right? But then someone showed up to our church. They were going to college, and they knew how to play the piano, so they started coming to our church service. And what she told me was, is you're playing the piano wrong. She said, the one who taught you how to play showed you how to play with these three fingers. That's not the right way. You got to play with these three. I tell you not. It wasn't difficult to learn as much as it was to relearn. I'm going somewhere. Stick with me. She told me, if you play like this, you can play like that, but you're going to be limited in what you can do. But if you play with these three fingers, then you could do this, you could do that, and I'll teach you how to do the pedal. So I had a choice to make. You know, I'm already good, but to get better was harder than even learning. I'm trying to help somebody today. See, when I first learned, I was like, yeah, teach me, teach me, teach me. But once I had a little bit of experience under my belt, and then someone said, if you want to go to another level, you need to do this, that was harder than first learning. My point is this. Once we know something, it's harder to get better. Because we can camp out on what we know. I'm trying to help somebody today. I'm already preaching. Once we know something, it's harder to get better. So I had a decision to make. I said, I don't want to be stuck. I want to go to new levels. So I said, okay, teach me how to do that. I had to relearn. But I'm telling you, it was harder than when I first learned. But I thank God that the passion to go to another level put me in the place where I took the posture of a student. Acting like I didn't know anything. Because how many know, once we know something, we want everybody to know we know something. But I said, God, if you could teach me the drums, you could take me to another level on the keyboard. Next thing you know, I relearned it. I even learned how to do the pedal. Come on, somebody. And now I could do little runs. I could play the piano. But it doesn't stop there. I got 2 minutes. I'll be done on this point. The thing is getting better when you're already good. I want to tell you something. Once I learned the piano, God blessed me with my own music studio. I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I was the youth pastor. And once I learned how to play the piano, next thing you know, I'm making beats in the studio. You got to understand something. I went from being tone deaf. I couldn't even hear music. That's right. I couldn't tell if you were off key or not. But now I could tell. Now I can make some music because I said, I don't want to stay stuck in what I know, but I want to go to another level. Is there anybody here this morning that wants to go to another? I know. You did this in 2008 and that was working. It's 2019. In the spirit realm, we still got the iPhone 1. It's time to upgrade. I know the iPhone worked back then, the iPhone 1, but it's time to go to another level. Some of us are walking around spiritually carrying the iPhone 1 with our spiritual walk. But I just stopped by to encourage somebody that God wants to take you and I to another level. Come on and hear your home a praise. Come on, give them a good praise. See, our natural response as an individual is to get comfortable with our accomplishments. But a champion knows how to get better even when he or she is good. Tell your neighbor, get better. See, God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. Our challenge is to continually go after that plan and purpose even after we start getting blessed. See, even after we start accomplishing a few things. Even after we're not where we used to be. Even after we have a little position in the church. Oops, let me say that one again. Even after we have a little title in the church. The challenge is to keep getting better. See, what can happen is we have a few accomplishments and we get a little complacent. But let me ask us this. When is the last time we learned something new? Ooh. When is the last time we took a VECTI class to learn something new? When is the last time you and I read a book on the topic of the business that we're running? Or the ministry that we lead? Or the family that we're raising? When is the last time we put ourselves in a place to learn something new? We shouldn't ever stop learning. We have such a great opportunity before us to make an impact in this generation. Did you hear me? We have an opportunity before us to make an impact in this generation. Are we getting better at what God has given us? Are we getting better in the talents and the gifts to make an impact in this generation? Are we growing in our talents, growing in our gifts, growing in our area of ministry, growing in our leadership, growing in our abilities at our job? It doesn't just stop in the house of God. Growing at our job, growing in being a better father or a better mother. Hello, somebody. The leadership in our house or even the business that you're running. If you get better, come on, somebody. God blesses you because you're getting better. Now you could tithe more. Getting better to impact this generation. Let me break it down to you like this. I'm going to do a teaching / preaching. The better that you and I get at what we do, the more of an impact we make as a team. Are you with me? The better that you and I get at what we do, okay? Say, I'm not going to pick on any ministries. I'll just say the basket weaving ministry, okay? If that's safe. You don't have a basket weaving ministry, do you? Okay, cool. Say I'm over the basket weaving ministry. If I get better at what I do, then the team gets better. Whatever ministry I represent, because we're all working together, right? So maybe we make baskets for the first timers, whatever. We're the basket weaving ministry, and every first timer gets a basket. So as we get better at what we do, it makes the whole team better. And because we do the baskets, then every other ministry is impacting that person in what they do. So as we get better, the whole team gets better. Whatever ministry that I oversee, if I get that better, the team gets better. I like to use sports. I'm sorry, but I just have to do this again. If I'm the shooting guard or I'm the center or I'm the forward or if it's football or soccer, if I'm the striker, if I'm the goalie, let's take soccer. We like soccer in South Africa. If I'm the goalie and I get better, how many know you guys get better if you're on my team? Right? If you're the striker and you keep missing shots, it doesn't only affect you, it affects the team. But if you say, well, I'm the striker, I'm getting better there, and when I get better, my team's going to get better. If I'm the goalie, I don't worry about what you do, I worry about what I do. And if I could be the best goalie, come on, somebody, then it's going to make us better because we're all working together as a team. I just stopped by to encourage you that as you get better, we get better.
And we're not just trying to score goals or score touchdowns, but we're trying to impact lives. We're trying to touch families that are hurting, young people that are dying. But as we get better, how many know we can make a better impact for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ? Come on and clap for the Lord this morning. Come on, give him a good clap. The more we prepare for the opportunity, the better we will be when the opportunity comes our way. Too many people like to prepare once they see the opportunity coming. Oh, man, the opportunity's coming. I was going to say something, but I'm not. Now, I'll just say it anyway. I'll say it. We had a Run for Hope in South Africa, right? And it was in November. I said, man, I want to try to run that 5K. Help me, Lord. But I couldn't just show up that day and not prepare. Okay, I got no amens. I couldn't just show up that day and hope to run the 5K. I had to prepare. I was running in place in my room. Come on, somebody. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Okay, let me move on. I was sweating. I was running in place. I said, let me get ready for this 5K. Whew, I got to get ready. So I start preparing like 2 months in advance. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. That was a lot of work, man. I said, I'm going to try to finish this 5K. So I'm running in the room. Whew, got my sweat gear on. Right? I'm running. And then I said, okay, 2 months to go. I got a month and a half to go. I need to run for just at least 30 minutes because the 5K takes about 30 minutes, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm at 25. 30 minutes. Ah, I made it. Whew. So when the day came, when the opportunity came, guess what? Pastor Dre showed up to the 5K. And I started running. And my knees started hurting. Come on, somebody. I was like, oh, man, am I going to be able to finish this thing? Yeah, I wasn't even 2 minutes into the race. I was like, oh, man. So I just kept running. But I said, I prepared for this. Come on, somebody. I said, I prepared for this. I didn't sweat all of that in my room for nothing. I wish I had a witness up in here. So I just kept running. Next thing you know, the pain went away. I was like, donkey, yara. So I just kept going. Made one lap. We had to do four. Come on, somebody. I made one lap. I got three to go. Whew. I made two laps, but I prepared for this. I wish I had a help up in here today. I'm trying to help somebody. Two laps. I got two laps to go. I felt like giving up, but I prepared for this. So I kept on going. I was running for hope. Sometimes I barely kept running, but I was running. Come on, somebody. But I prepared for this. And then I made the third lap. I'm trying to tell somebody today that you didn't prepare for nothing. Can I help somebody out this morning that you didn't prepare for nothing? Next thing you know, the third lap, and I seen finish line. I was like, hey. So I stepped it up a little bit. Come on, I got to finish this. And by the grace of God, I was able to finish the 5K, not because I just showed up that day and said I want to run, but preparation met opportunity. Is there anybody in the house that says, you know what? I've been preparing for this, and I want to go for all that God has for me. Come on and give him a good praise. Come on, give him a radical praise. I feel like preaching just a little bit. Come on, give him a good praise. Hey. In 2018, you might have felt like stopping. You might have felt like quitting, but you prepared for this. You didn't come this far just to sit on the sidelines. You didn't come this far to get out the race. But I'm here to tell somebody today, by the power of God, you can do this. God has a plan. You might have even slipped up a little bit. Your knee, you might have got hurt a little bit. But just keep on running because God has a plan for our lives. Come on and give him a good praise. I want you to give him a radical praise. Hey, come on, about 5 seconds. Can you give him a 5 second radical praise? You got 3 seconds left. You got 2 seconds. I want you to praise him like you're going to go for all that God has for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has something great for you and me. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Then the challenge for you and I is start preparing like we know it's on the way. Preparing might mean putting ourselves in a place where we have the posture of a student.
Mm-hmm. Putting ourselves in a place where we say, I don't know anything. Teach me. Putting ourselves in a place where we learn new things and get rid of the old. It's hard to grab a hold of something new when we're too busy holding on to the old. Matthew 9:17 says this, neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst. The wine will run out and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins and both are preserved. Here are a few quotes I want to share with you about change. Because sometimes it involves change to get what God has for us. I had the change. She said, you're playing the keyboard wrong. You need to change. If you want to go to another level. You can stay where you're at. But you'll be limited. If you want to go to another level, make this change. Somebody say change. That's hard to say, huh? Come on, say change. Here's a quote from Simon Bailey. He says, change is your friend, not your foe. Change is a brilliant opportunity to grow. John Addison said this, you are either green and growing or you're ripe and rotting. You and I have such a great opportunity before us to make an impact on a hurting world. The first scripture I read to you says, make the most every opportunity because what? The days are evil. Now, how do you know we have the answer? So we have an opportunity because people are hurting. Families are hurting. And they're looking for an answer. And we have an opportunity as the church to bring good news to hurting families. You and I have such a great opportunity before us to make an impact on a hurting world. The Bible says we should make the most of every opportunity. Let us be prepared to meet the opportunity that is before us. Let it not be said that we got comfortable as an individual and missed out on the opportunity that was before us. Let it not be said that we didn't give it our best to accomplish what God has for us. We all have a purpose that God has for our lives. Yours is different than mine. Mine is different than yours. So I can't judge you according to what I'm doing. Come on, somebody. I just need to run my own race. Hello, somebody. But as we all get better, it makes our team better. Are you ready for the growth that's coming? I'm not a prophet. Come on, somebody. But are you ready for the growth that's coming? Can you feel it in the atmosphere? I said, can you feel it in the atmosphere? I heard you guys had a taste of the growth. If I'm not mistaken, about 200 people up in here. I think that might be God showing you guys something. I said, I think that might be God showing you guys something. Are you ready to go to that level? Are you ready to go to the next level? Now, let me make it clear. It's not about the numbers, but it's about the families that are represented in the numbers. Oh, I wish I had a good amen right there. I'm not talking about, okay, we got a lot of people, but we want to see lives that are touched. The gang member is in that 200. The hurting family is in that 200. The runaway is in that 200. The backslider is in that 200. I'm talking about lives that are hurting that are going to come into the house of God, and God has chosen us to make an impact in their lives. Come on and clap for the Lord if you think that's pretty good. Come on, give them a good clap. We all have a purpose, and I just came to encourage you this morning. You get better at your purpose. You get better at what God's called you to do. We all get better, but prepare like the opportunity's in front of you now. The boxer doesn't win the boxing match on the day of the event. He doesn't win it under the lights. He wins it when he's running, when he's jogging, when he's exercising. Preparation meets opportunity. I'm almost done. As we get better in what God has called us to do, the more of an impact we will make while we're doing it. That's key. As we get better in what God's called us to do, the more of an impact we will make while we're doing it. So it's reading materials, reading books, asking people who are where we want to be. Maybe you want to be a rapper for Jesus. then start, let me behave. don't get me excited. I'll call up the worship team on you. I'll take you old school. Okay, what was I saying? Now I lost my train of thought. Oh, get better at what you're called to do. So as I get better, our team gets better. You have a purpose. You have a plan. It's getting materials, getting resources, asking people who are where you want to be. How did you get there? What did you do to get there? Maybe calling people that lead a ministry that you're over or a business that you have. I don't know. But asking people who are where you want to be, how'd they get there? That's what I did with the keyboard player. I said, what did you do? How did you get? Because she was really good. And I was saying, bing, 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 bing. I was happy, though, because I went from nothing. All right? I was like the Israelites in Egypt. I was in Egypt, was bound, couldn't play the keyboard. Then I came out of Egypt, and I ran into some green grass. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the promised land. Whoo, this is good. I'm almost done. Give me 12 minutes. I'll be done. Came out of Egypt. Right? Then I walked into some green grass, and I was like, bing, 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 bing. It's a long way from where I came, right? But then Moses said, but this is not the promised land to the Israelites. He says, God's promised us Canaan. But then they said, no, but this is green grass, and our cattle like grass. And we have cattle. So is it okay, Moses, if we just stay right here? You know, we're not in Egypt no more. We're not in the promised land either. But can we just stay right here? And Moses says, shall your countrymen go to war while you sit here? Why do you discourage the Israelites from going into the land that the Lord has promised them? See, they could have got comfortable. But Moses says, no, there's more. God has promised us the land of Canaan. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. You're not in Egypt no more. You've come along ways, but don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable in the, well, look at all the blessings of the Lord. I didn't have this when I was bound up. I didn't have that. Well, praise the Lord, but use those blessings. Take them into you into the land of Canaan. I said, use those blessings and take them with you into the promised land because God has more for you and I. Come on and give them a good praise. A praise for more. Woo! I said, God has more. I said, God has more. We got some world shakers up in here. We got some history makers up in here. We got some trailblazers up in here. I want you to clap like you believe it this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel it in the atmosphere. I said, I feel it in the atmosphere. I'm done. I'm done preaching. You can come on up, worship team. I said, I feel it in the atmosphere. Are you ready to go to another level? I said, are you ready to go to another level? Get good at what you're good at and take it to another level. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody's catching it. Somebody's catching it. You've been running. You've been tired, your knees hurting, but God has another level for you. Who am I preaching to this morning? You're about to go. I want you to stand to your feet and give God a praise like you say, it's my time. I'm going to prepare like I know my opportunity is coming. Do me a favor. Put those hands together for about 7 seconds. Don't worry about who's next to you. If they look at you funny, say, I'm preparing for my opportunity. It might not be in front of me yet, but I'm preparing. Because I know it's on the way. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. Father, we love you. Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We give you glory, God. We give you glory. We give you glory. We bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, God's renewing someone's passion right now. God's renewing someone's passion. Maybe you've been stuck. Maybe you've been satisfied. But you say, God, I want to go for new things.